From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. For the past 10 years, Karen Anderson has been writing weekly essays heard right here on Interlochen Public Radio. The essays are vivid, personal, and relatable. Karen takes time to notice the little details and memories from everyday life. The smell of a particular soap she used in college, a kind landlord, a childhood puppy sprinting up the stairs. Karen's compiled her essays into a new book, Gradual Clearing, Weather Reports from the Heart. And she joins me now in studio. Karen, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So Karen, you started writing essays for the Traverse City Record Eagle. Mm-hmm. You wrote for them for about 30 years.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your start.
Well, I had come to Traverse City, and I had a lot of qualifications, but there weren't any jobs. I think a lot of people know how that feels. But I needed to pay the rent. I was young and single, and the Record Eagle was advertising what they called a Gal Friday position. They wouldn't use that term now, I think, but it was sort of a do everything, read proofs and deliver stuff. And so I asked if I could take the job. They said, "You're overqualified." I said, "Excuse me, I know that, but I need a job." And then it wasn't long before I was hassling the publisher. It was a small family-run newspaper then, and I was hassling the publisher to let me write book reviews. They didn't have any book reviews. So he let me write some, and then later he asked if I'd like to write a personal column. And what I discovered, I wrote the column, and sometimes I'd write about a new restaurant opening or a community event, but then I'd write about my grandmother. And the ones people really liked were the personal ones. And so I started writing them every week, and I did that for 30 years, long after I left the Record Eagle or have a family. But then in 2005, I think, Peter Payette from Interlochen Public Radio called me up and said he liked a particular column, and he said, "I think these could be adapted for radio. What do you think?" I said, "Well, yeah, I'd like to try it." And so eventually I left the Record Eagle and have been at IPR ever since.
One of the things I enjoy about your writing is your attention to detail. You have this way of pulling out things that many of us maybe have in the back of our minds, but we don't take the time to really think about and process. For example, in your essay, Good Puppy, there's a section where you're talking about your childhood dog, and I'm going to read that paragraph right now. "But she settled in and became my devoted companion, sprinting upstairs every morning to wake me and waiting at the window after school. In the evenings, I took her for walks around the block so she could chase the squirrels and sniff every tree trunk." I can resonate with that. I grew up with a couple of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people did. But you have a poetic way of focusing on those small memories.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a challenge for you? How do you come up with those details?
You pay attention. You know, actually, I think we all notice stuff. Maybe we just don't know that we're noticing. It's like when you start writing about your past, it often surprises you how much you remember, how many details come forward. They're all in there. Isn't it supposed to be true that we actually, in our mind, in all of our experiences, are there? So it always surprises me, and I'm not unique in this, I think, when I start writing about something, how those details emerge. And if you pay attention, not only can they just be beautiful to describe and envision, but they may suggest meanings and connections.
I heard you say once that you write to find the meaning of life.
I know, it sounds kind of grandiose, doesn't it?
It does. So I want to kind of change the question a little bit. Why does writing give your life meaning?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I guess for a long time I found that by writing about something, and maybe early it was in journals, but that writing about my life helps me understand my life, understand myself, maybe accept myself, and And maybe by writing down the experiences, I'm able to look at them more clearly and see what they mean. So writing is a way for me to add meaning and unearth meaning from my ordinary experience. It's something I've been doing for a long time.
You've been writing essays for IPR for the past 10 years. So rough math, that's over 500 essays. Mm-hmm. This book only has room for 120 essays. What was that process like to find the top 120?
Well, there were a lot of different criteria. Some, like if someone like yourself said, oh, I like that one about the dog, that might, you know, make me consider adding it because listener response is always really meaningful to me. Also, I wanted to have a balance of different kinds of essays. Some of mine are about doing stuff outdoors. Some of them are about my childhood. Some of them are about conflicts and difficulties. And so I wanted to see if I could balance the mood, the topic, and pick out the ones I thought were the best. So all those things played into the selection process.
Karen Anderson is the author of Gradual Clearing, Weather Reports from the Heart. Karen, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, this has been wonderful. Thank you.
And you can meet Karen Anderson in Traverse City Saturday, December 16th. She'll be signing copies of her new book, Gradual Clearing, at Horizon Books from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Also, on our website, you can hear Karen reading Tell Me, an essay she wrote about her mom and the Christmas season. Listen to it at interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for tuning in.